All right, we're back on Beyond the Game on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. I am Jacob Volk, and I am fortunate enough to be joined by Justin Davies, former Long Island Duck, who's making a special appearance at Lodestar Children's Services annual fundraiser. Justin, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. So, what are your memories of the 1998 MLB draft?
Oh, man.
I know it was a while ago.
Yeah, it's definitely is a while ago. I remember not really thinking I was going to get drafted, especially the first day. There were talks about me getting drafted, but I thought it was going to be to the Mets way later in the draft. And so I decided, unlike a lot of people do on draft day, to sit around the phones or to watch it, that I decided to go to work. I worked with a couple of guys here. My good friend Jay Abel, one of the board members of Lodestar, and we were there working together, and it was about 6 o'clock, I think, in the evening, and I get a phone call. The phone rings, and we both pick it up. My dad's on the line, so I picked it up, and he's like, "Hey, Justin." I'm like, "Well, what's going on?" He goes, all he could say was, 23rd round, Toronto Blue Jays. I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" He's like, I was going to come up there, but Charlie Aliano, who was the scout of the Blue Jays at the time, he's calling you up there also. And while he's saying that, Jay has the other line, and he goes, "Hey, this is for you. He says he's some scout from the Blue Jays." I said, "Okay." So I hang up to my dad. I talk to Charlie, and he's like, "Yeah, Justin, congratulations. We just drafted you in the 23rd round. I'll be by your house tomorrow morning with the contract." I was like, "Oh, okay, awesome." And then, you know, it was awesome because it's surreal. I had stuff burning on the grill, and, you know, people waiting in line, and, you know, people clapping for me in line. The owner of the place at the time, Jimmy Durain, he was standing there, and it was just awesome. It was an awesome time.
Yeah, I'm sure. So after you're drafted by the Blue Jays, you ended up going to the Long Island Ducks, where you crossed paths with former Generation K member Bill Pulsifer. What were your experiences with him?
Bill is a great guy. He is one of those guys that, you know, he when he's on the field, he's going to give it at all. He's an absolute hilarious. He's a character. Let's put it that way. But when he's in between the lines or he's on that mound, he's going to battle you. If you're going to get a hit off him or if you're going to try to beat him, he's going to fight you with everything he has. And that's the kind of guys that we needed. And that 2014, with Bill Pulsifer and Bill Semus and, you know, Lance Davis, those are some of those guys that's all they did. I mean, they just battled. I mean, they might not have been the best guys. We might not have been the best or the most talented team in the league, but we fought, and we had each other's backs, and I think that's what made a difference that year.
Talking to Justin Davies, former Long Island Duck, who's making a special appearance at Lodestar Children's Services annual fundraiser. So, can you lay out for us your experiences with John Rocker? Was he as much of a jerk then as he...
John is just a special guy. You know,
that's a good way of putting it. I like that.
He's just different. You know, he's not all bad.
Okay, good.
Okay, he's not all bad. He's not what he is. But he's one of those guys who kind of tells it like it is, obviously. And
I'm the same way.
He's opinionated, and, you know, he's from where he's from.
You know, and...
You know, nothing against the guy. He's just, you know, I mean, it takes a little, you know, everyone says that people from New York are hard to deal with, you know.
That is true.
He was a little different, that's all. But he wasn't as bad as a lot of people made him out to be. He was actually, you know, at times he was a really good guy.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So what's your favorite moment of your baseball career?
Oh, geez, there's so many.
Is there one that stands out?
There's a lot of them when you look at the championship, the one-game playoff in Bridgeport, the two-game winning base hits, two All-Star games. There's the no-hitter that happened. Hitting my first home run
The
stadium was kind of like a memorable one just because the way it happened. I lost my mother that year.
My condolences.
In June. And then a couple of weeks later, I hit my first home run ever. You know, and this is the thing that's kind of scary. People say that, people don't watch down or they, you know, believe in, you know, and stuff. The same game, the first time ever, the lights went out in the stadium.
Wow.
And we had about, Probably about a 10-minute blackout. And it was after I hit my home run, maybe like an inning later or something, the lights just went out.
Wow, yeah. That's a sign from God.
And then, you know, then it came back on, and then we continued to play, and they never went out again. You know, so.
It's like that scene from The Natural when Robert Redford breaks the lights, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, who was your favorite teammate?
Jason Johnson has to be one of the guys I looked at. Tommy Caputo.
Okay.
Kevin Baez. There were so many guys, Camara Barti, that we just kind of all got along and hung out. But I still talk to Jason Johnson to this day. He lives probably about 5 minutes from me. You know, I still keep in contact with Tommy Caputo. So if I had two guys, those two guys right there, maybe Camara Barti were the three that I talked to the most.
Talking to Justin Davies, former Long Island Duck, who's making a special appearance at Lodestar Children's Services annual fundraiser. So, who was the toughest player that you ever went up against?
There was a guy who pitched, and you know, I don't know his name, I forgot his name, but he pitched for Camden the year that we won the whole thing. I actually had the game-winning base hit off him in game two.
Okay.
He was a left-handed reliever, kind of, you know, closer guy. And I couldn't get a hit off him to save my life. And I mean, I don't think I got a hit off him the whole season until that game. But he was probably, you know, he's probably my toughest. And I wish I remembered his name, but he was a heck of a pitcher, that's for sure.
Good old what's-his-name, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of those guys.
All right, Justin, I'll get you out on this. What was going through your mind when the Ducks retired your number?
Is this really happening? You know, this is kind of surreal. I mean, you grow up all your life, and, you know, there's a lot of things that you kind of picture, but that's not something I ever think I ever pictured growing up, having my number retired, you know, on a professional baseball team. And, you know, you think about when you grow up getting those game-winning hits or making that game-saving catch or, you know, making the All-Star games and stuff, but I don't think it ever crossed my mind to say, hey, I'm going to be standing there one day as they retire your number and to see the banner or curtain drop and your number sitting out there. And that was definitely surreal. And it was an honor.
All right, Justin, thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Justin Davies. He's a former Long Island Duck who's making a special appearance at Lodestar Children's Services annual fundraiser. Let's take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because there's more of Beyond the Game coming up next on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3. WHPC.